The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Curtis, one of your weather watchers, Berkshire Curtis weather watcher, 6 to 8 inches right now.
Wow.
They have already. So really here in the city, if you haven't gone out yet in the city, it's just kind of wet, wet snow. Yeah. It's not sticking. So, but depends on where you are. And Worcester canceled school. There are a bunch of others that are just delayed.
Is and I just saw Gardner canceled as well.
Okay.
But right. Yeah, there are a lot of delays this morning.
Okay. All right. Well, and the roads in some areas were bad. Like there were a bunch of Route 3 accidents early this morning. So just a heads up on that. Tomorrow, the 20th annual Toys for Tots show, which is with Santa Bach. And at Bach Exotics, the Bach Ferrari store on the Auto Mile, Route 1 in Norwood, the Marines will be there. Santa will be there. Rob Ninkovich will be there. Breakfast will be there. And Ernie said on this, I don't know how this is, how it works, but Ernie said on this show, there are, and to celebrate 20 years of doing this together, he and I, there are 20,000 reasons why you should be there in person tomorrow morning with an unwrapped toy or two or three or four for the Marines. So should be a fun show tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 o'clock at Bach Exotics, the Ferrari store right on the Auto Mile Route 1 in Norwood.
Maybe he's giving you another bottle of Chateau Margaux that'll run around 20K.
I don't think it's about me. I think it's about our beloved listeners. Mm-hmm. Speaking of you, our beloved listeners, 8:45 this morning, 12 days of Chris Curtismas, and Curtis has raided the prize closet here at Odyssey, come up with a bunch of items to re-gift in your direction. So if you do nothing else today, listen at 8:45, thereabouts. I'll tell you to call, and we'll see what Curtis has for you when it comes to the 12 days of Chris Curtismas. Right now, though, a little late because we forgot about Bill O'Brien. We finally have the rest of the leads this morning. Hello, Courtney.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. My lead is going to start off with a douche move that I'm going to own up to. When I'm flying somewhere and I am, say, boarding with Group B, and they say, we're already out of overhead space. You're going to have to check your bag at the bridge.
Uh-huh.
I say, yep, okay. They put the tag on. I get on the bridge. I take the tag off, and I continue on to the plane.
What?
To see tons of overhead space.
Wow.
All the time. Santo always makes fun of me for doing it. All the time. Group A or B, I'm sorry. The overhead space should not be full by then.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So
sometimes they do it because it's a full flight.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'll tell you exactly why they do it. I always felt bad about it, but continued to do so.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel bad about it anymore because yesterday, big news broke. Senator Josh Hawley grilled CEOs from a bunch of airlines, but especially Frontier and Spirit on Capitol Hill. And we found out that there may be an incentive that gate agents have to get you to check your bags.
All right.
we could hear a little bit of Josh Hawley talking to these CEOs.
Mr. Schroeder, let's start with you. Do you charge a bounty? Do you pay employees bounties on carry-on bags to identify them?
Well,
it's simple. That's a yes or no.
I wouldn't characterize it as a bounty.
Do you charge them? Do you pay your employees a fee? Do you incentivize them to go pick out bags from people getting on planes and kick them off the flight? Just yes or no.
We charge them an incentive.
Okay, that's a yes, Mr. Klein.
We do not, Senator Hawley.
You don't pay your employees to do that?
We have previously, sir, but we actually suspended that on September 30th of this year.
Mr. Klein, you and Mr. Schroeder, your airlines cumulatively have spent $26 million paying gate agents between 2022 and 2023 to catch passengers whose bags are a little bit too big. $26 million. I mean, if people want to know why it's such a terrible experience to fly, this is news for them today. Your airlines are paying millions of dollars to your employees to harass people who've already paid.
It sure is news. It is so expensive to fly right now. It is so tiresome.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay when they check your bag.
It doesn't matter, Wiggy.
Counter.
Wiggy, for once, just let me get through the lead without you arguing the opposite side.
I'm keeping it a buck.
I'm keeping it a buck.
Don't sound like
if
a buck.
You are getting on a flight and there is free overhead space and right. they're telling you before you get on, nope, sorry, you got to check your bag, which adds more time when you land because then you have to wait for the bag to come out with all the rest.
I agree with you. And so do a lot who are watching the show in Twitch or on the text line because they say it's not a douche move. It's smart traveling.
Because
like you are saving yourself the time of waiting for the carousel to get your luggage.
You save yourself 10 minutes stopping.
Not always.
How about you make it, if you want to really help out people, stop having overhead bags that are too big that they have
to
check.
That's what it is. That's not what I'm talking
about. And it's a good incentive for these people that are there having to deal with us a-holes as travelers to say, hey, it's like you're going to a car dealership and they say, you know what? If you get the heated seats, it's a little extra money they get in their pocket.
Courtney, great lead this morning.
Thank you.
And thank God somebody is holding these people accountable. They spent $27 million or $26 million on that?
Yes.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Has there ever been a field or I don't know what you would call it, the industry of the airlines that has been bailed out basically every 10 years my entire life to the tune of billions of dollars?
No.
And each time they're bailed out, they then treat the people that bailed them out worse.
Yeah.
Because they know we have no choice.
Only thing close is the auto industry. That's really the only thing that's close where they save a company here or there, or they have in the past. So, all right, Wiggy, your lead this
all
morning.
All right, good morning. So,
you said this, Brees will
this is a Brees Hill. Help her out, because you said, you know, we talked about Seymour's kid committing to Boston College.
Yep.
And I will say this, that there are some kids out there that don't get the proper opportunity when it comes to being recruited. So I want everybody to kind of know, and I want everybody to understand that we have our Super Bowls these next couple of days. They had the Massachusetts High School Super Bowls last night. Mm-hmm. Uxbridge, let's give a little shout out, beat Mashpee 42-20. Hudson beat Fairhaven 21-14 to win the Division VI Super Bowl.
That Hudson kid, the quarterback, set some sort of a record this season.
Right.
Because it's his senior year, but I think he has the most touchdowns in MIAA history as a quarterback.
Okay. Well, there are a lot.
145 or 147 or something.
We'll have to double check it, but there are a lot of kids that, you know, sometimes don't get the proper recruitment because maybe we'll shine their size, their height.
Their name, their last name.
Their last name. Maybe they went to the
wrong. Remind me, how many MIAA Super Bowls did Brees Hill go to? Was it two during his high school career?
Two and one, right?
Yeah, and one. Thank you.
Today's Super Bowls, if you're interested, down at Gillette, which I think they should move them to Boston College.
Yes.
I'm not a huge fan of the Gillette thing, but whatever.
Well, the Kraft's got to get some money out of Patriot Place.
No, my kid played there, so I mean, I think Boston College, it would feel more packed for those kids. Today, 3 p.m., Duxbury Division 4 will take on Scituate. D1, huge, huge games. The Varian Brothers will take on Needham.
Ooh.
You know, there's opportunity for Needham. I spoke at the Needham Wellesley Thanksgiving Day event.
So, how long did that take?
Not too long.
Oh.
You know.
That's nice.
Give some encouragement to the young youth that are out there playing ball.
Did your pregame speech actually end at halftime?
No, it was like one of the Thanksgiving, you know, they they get ready to play on Thanksgiving, you know.
When Dover isn't bougie enough, you go to Wellesley.
Wellesley need him. I go wherever they need me, Curtis. I have open arms for everybody.
All right,
8 p.m. Oh, I'm not finished. Division 2 tonight. Tonight, CM versus King Phillips. Yeah. I believe Zoe Kids goes to King Phillips, so good luck.
Good luck.
And then tomorrow night, to finish it off, Division 8. We have a lot of divisions in Massachusetts. Yeah, uh-huh. Division 8. Randolph versus West Boylston at 3 p.m. Okay. Where the hell is West Boylston?
Like, it's out by Worcester. It's out by it's out by 290.
Oh, okay. I was like, is that over there?
Is Zavarian in every year?
Pretty close. Yeah, they won it last year. They're the defending champs.
Yeah.
No, but the year before that was a prep.
Greg, you keep bringing up Breece Hill. Do you have like a comp for Breece Hill here? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I think I've mentioned it before. He dueled mano a mano Noah Gray on the football field when Noah played for Leominster and Breece came out victorious. So what would the comp be? Breece should be a tight end, probably.
No.
Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL? Would that be the comp?
I would say the kids.
The next Travis Kelce in waiting?
I think he dueled them throughout youth.
He's probably
AYF throughout Leominster and Neshoba. Beat him all the time, over and over and over again. That's the comp.
He's probably like the wide receiver from Miami. What's Respi? How do you say his last name, Shyam? The wide receiver, the slot kid?
Yeah, the kid who set the...
Dangerous in the slot.
I picture Breece doing like push-ups right now. Like, yes!
Kid played both ways.
Yeah. Restrepo.
Restrepo.
Holds the single season pick record at Neshoba at 9. I believe. Maybe
couldn't have gotten that 10th one.
He's going to crush the 5K on Saturday.
Yes, he will. Absolutely. All right, Wiggy, thank you so much.
You got it.
Thank you. Shyam had a food lead yesterday, and it was Disney and the, what's the thing called? The cheese brat?
The pretzel brat.
Right. So, Sam's Club is testing a new offering when it comes to hot dogs. And it is an attempt by Sam's Club to take advantage of Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's called the Holodog.
Ugh.
I'm listening.
I'm already out.
You're out?
I love a good hot dog.
Uh-huh. So if you are interested in the Holodog, the toppings include mashed potatoes, pumpkin pie,
what?
Christmas cookies.
Oh.
And sprinkled candy canes.
Wait, all of this is all on one hot dog?
It includes turkey on one side and prime rib roast on the other.
Ew.
And then
this is the end of time.
And then you get all of those toppings on top of it.
All right.
And you have an entire holiday meal experience in one dog.
No.
Does that count as a sandwich asking for Fitzy? Yeah.
Maybe the repulsive. Maybe the mashed potatoes.
Even the photo of it, like they didn't even try to make it look appetizing.
I mean, well, the mashed potato pot, okay. Because remember, you used to get the hot dogs, little cut up hot dogs.
Chuka, is a hot dog a sandwich?
or SpaghettiOs. Mm-hmm. So maybe the mashed potatoes. I like a little meat in my mashed potatoes sometimes.
Yeah, mashed potatoes on a hot dog, I could do. That's fine.
I don't know.
But it's the cookies and stuff that's killing me.
Good name for your play at Boston College, the Holodog.
The Holodog, nice. I like that a lot.
That is a good one, too.
A texter was suggesting earlier that you're going to be like the little brother in Blindside when Bill O'Brien finally uses your play. Didn't he want to be out in the field or something like that? Yes, whatever that kid's name was.
RJ.
RJ. RJ.
Call it Gagball.
Good pull there, Curtis. Great pull.
You know, the brain works in funny ways. But if you watch that movie again, holy cow, it does not stand the test of time.
Really?
Oh, my God. The way they infantilize Michael Orr and, like, it's just, now that we know more about the history, whatever side you land on.
Like, everybody involved in it is nothing like their portrayal in the film.
No, like, I mean, this little pipsqueak is grabbing Michael Orr by the helmet, showing him how to play left tackle. Like, what are we doing?
Are you suggesting that the mom doesn't look like Sandra Bullock?
Or that Sandra Bullock was walking up to Nick Saban and telling him what he was seeing on the field.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll get to Courtney in today's news next.